Elizabeth Gaffney, a high school teacher from Baxter, has already heard Bernie Sanders once in Ames and again at the state fair. She's new to Democratic politics.
I actually used to be a Republican, and Bernie's made me a convert, actually.
Gaffney has big student loans, so she likes Sanders' plan to refinance student debt, and she loves the fact that Sanders is running his campaign on small contributions. Sanders got some of the loudest cheers of the night on that score.
My campaign is the only non-billionaire campaign. I won't name names, but we are the only non-billionaire campaign that doesn't have a super PAC.
And someone shouted back, "You're not for sale." Sanders ran through his goals to aid the struggling and, not in his words, the powerful and greedy. For example, a higher minimum wage, family leave, fairer incarceration, more affordable education and health care. And then there's income inequality.
There has been a huge redistribution of wealth in this country over the last 30 years. Problem is, it has gone in the wrong direction.
With 0.1% of the population, Sanders says, holding most of the total wealth. He answered this environmental question from the crowd.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what action can you actually take to stop the Koch brothers and the oil companies from putting that pipeline through the United States?
Well, you are looking at one of the guys who has led the effort against the Keystone Pipeline from day one.
Outside the auditorium, Tizzy Hyatt of Colfax did a brisk business in Sanders' paraphernalia.
Would you like a button? They're all free, and you can take a bumper sticker or a lovely yard sign. The T-shirts are $20.
Samantha Myers wore a Bernie Sanders shirt. She moved to Des Moines from Great Britain 12 years ago, but this is the first time she's gotten politically involved in America. Sanders' views on income inequality resonate with her, and she says Sanders has given the same straight answers for his entire political career. She's all in, even canvassing door to door.
Yeah, people in Iowa are so nice. No one's been nasty to me yet. The worst I've had is people that are undecided as to who they're going to vote for.
Megan Davis, a Presbyterian minister in Newton, is one of those undecideds. She was a fan of both Bill and Hillary Clinton back when she was in high school.
I was excited when Hillary ran for the first time 8 years ago and was excited to vote for her this year. But I'm just very impressed with Bernie as well. And so I'm very conflicted at this point.
Davis says she'd love to see the first woman president, but she'd also like to see the first socialist president. Sanders says he'll be up with some television advertising soon enough.
So we will be outspent, but we have the money, and you will see our 30-second ads on TV just like everybody else's. Maybe not quite as many.
In the meantime, the Sanders camp is organizing in as many Iowa counties as it can, signing up as many precinct captains as possible between now and February 1st. In Newton, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.